This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer paying us a periodic visit. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start off with looking at COVID-19. Did a quick look this morning, and it looks like we had numbers going up again in the past week.
Right. We've had an increase in numbers over the past 3 weeks. And so we're seeing the same surge that much of the Tri-County area saw a month ago and that Deschutes County saw about 3 weeks ago. So we've always been lagging those areas by a few weeks because of our rurality.
So talk about the numbers.
Well, the numbers are high, so we have a relatively high number of cases, although that number of cases probably underestimates because a lot of people are doing home tests. We had 20 people in the hospital yesterday, which was a relatively high number, and we've had 9 deaths over the last 2 weeks. So really a fair amount of disease and a fair amount of severe disease.
How is that comparing with the rest of the state, even with the time delay there?
Well, the rest of the state is going down at the time there. We're just peaking. But the state has seen quite a bit of disease this summer and quite a bit of hospitalization. Some of the hospitals in the state are really quite challenged at this time to keep the beds open.
So 6 deaths locally in the last week. And that is the most I can remember in 1 week in quite a while.
That is a high number. Most of the people who are dying these days are people who are not vaccinated. So they never had the disease during the course, the first year or two of the disease, and never got vaccinated. So now they're having their first experience with COVID, and it doesn't go well.
Now, is there a wide range of ages in those that are dying?
Most of the people dying are seniors, and overwhelmingly, the people who are dying are not vaccinated.
And what about vaccinations right now? How much of that is going on in terms of people getting additional shots?
Well, over the last few weeks, there have been no new groups open for vaccination. So our number of vaccinations is continuing, but it's low. The one new thing on vaccines is a vaccine called Novavax, which is a vaccine that does not use the RNA technology to make the vaccine. So if you were interested in getting vaccinated but were cautious about the RNA technology, Novavax is for you, and we have it here in the county. So if you want to get it, please talk to your doctor about that.
What about new things being learned about the virus?
Well, we're learning new things all the time. One of the things that came out this week is about the animal reservoirs. So this virus is interesting in that it not only lives in humans, but many other species, including rodents, deer, hippopotamus, large cats, and dogs. So the concern is that as it circulates in these other animal populations, it can mutate and then come back to humans. So, for example, we think the Omicron started in people, went probably to rodents, and then went back to people. And so that worries us about mutations for the future.
We've talked in the past about getting to an endemic stage, and there were different forecasts about when that might be. It seems like that's continued to shift.
And it is always continuing to shift. So endemicity is when the disease is there, but not causing big surges, not causing a lot of disruption. It would be, for example, like a disease like whooping cough, which is always around, but it's pretty much in control because we have antibiotics to treat it, we have vaccines to treat it, but there are still little pockets of it around, not gone, but not really causing a lot of troubles. We are not yet there with COVID. Now, if there are no new mutations that develop and we get a booster in the fall that contains Omicron, we may be at that state.
Now, long COVID is something I've been reading about more lately with people who have symptoms that just don't go away and hang on and on.
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of that. I think in the office this week, I saw 5 kids who had symptoms that were related to long COVID. So long COVID is you get the disease, sometimes severe, sometimes mild, and then for days or weeks later, you have symptoms. And the symptoms we're seeing in kids is chest tightness, difficulty breathing, extreme fatigue, and some of the older kids are reporting some fairly significant brain fog.
Wow. And is this forecast to go away at some point?
Well, the good news is that we have been following the very first people who got this disease in March of 2020. And when we talk to those people, most of those people have fully recovered. So the thought is that the symptoms of long COVID will get better, but it can take a long time.
What about monkeypox? That made the news again today. What update can you give us?
Well, monkeypox is there. So monkeypox is a disease which has been around for many years and circulated in small amounts, mostly in Africa. But over the last year or so, it's been circulating also in Europe, Asia, and in the United States. We have about 5,000 cases, and of those 5,000 cases, there are about 50 cases in Oregon. Most of these cases are in men, and most of these are in men who have sex with men, so it requires fairly close contact, and what we're seeing is that it's spreading mostly in that group. Now, it can spread to others, so we really want to nip it in the bud, and the way we want to nip it in the bud is to make people aware. We have a vaccine for it. We have that vaccine here in Douglas County, and you can get the vaccine even after you've been exposed, so we're really trying hard to nip this in the bud. Once it gets established in the population, it's going to be really hard to get rid of.
As we wrap up, any other current health concerns?
Well, one of the things that we're expecting to see over the next week or two is smoke. So wildfire smoke, as we have more fires in the mountains, will come down to Roseburg. And so we are a bit concerned about that. If you look on the DPHN website, we have some really good things about wildfire smoke.
All right, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
8:41 at the Morning Report.